Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Why do people struggle with the hard truth? Telling and receiving.
When it comes to receiving it, they don't want to hear where they may have dropped the ball at. You know, nobody wants to hear anything bad about themselves. You know, no matter what, you can insert your own situation, whether it be romantic relationship or relationship with the homies, you know, whoever. Telling the truth, it may be hard because you don't, it could be many reasons. One reason that I see, you know how this person would respond. They may.
Wait. You left out a word. Respond. How? Well, I'm looking for one word. You don't know how this person will respond. Mr. Fuck Your Feelings. What'd you say?
Emotions?
Yeah. There's a reason why I went to you, Mr. Fuck Your Feelings. Rafiki, do you hear Mr. Fuck Your Feelings up here trying to talk about this stuff with kid gloves on? Mental up here talking with white gloves on right now.
What you talking about? He ain't got no white gloves on. He got some fingertip gloves. What you talking about? He don't want to feel the emotional side of himself.
All right. Let's start this over. Call him Mr. Mental, the true Mr. Mental. Why do people struggle with being told the truth and telling the truth?
Their emotions.
That's it? That's all you got?
That's all I got to say. Hang on, give you.
Look, he's been called out. So he's just like, look, I'm just going with the emotions. That's it. I've been called out.
Nah. He was trying to give this old studious ass answer. I know what he really want to say, man. Come on.
He was poking. No, pinkies. Just do the pinkies instead. He was poking with the pinkies.
No, man. They're too involved with the emotions, though. For real, though, they're too much bonding with the emotions going on, and that'll stop anything from happening. And at the end of the day, it is fuck your feelings, for real, man.
So you saying people don't tell people the truth? They, when telling the truth, we gauge how we think somebody else will be able to emotionally handle it.
Yeah, man. And that's an issue with society too. Rafiki brought this up earlier. Able to respond in a healthy way instead of just flying off the handle with their emotions and shit. Got to put that part of you, those emotions, to the side, and respond in a healthy manner, logically and shit. Yeah, I understand it may hurt your feelings, but you got to get over that shit, man. Get over that shit. I mean, it's, you want to grow. This is a way of growing. You want to look yourself in the mirror. This is a way that this is looking in the mirror, facing that hard truth, or telling somebody else that hard truth, being that person's mirror.
Hey, man, that was a mic drop. You might as well tell people how you get on out of here, man.
And you know how? Hey, so that being said, you all the stars, so shine like one.
We figure you want to put a bow on this? On number one?
I just want to say this. I want to encourage everybody that has listened to this podcast, even if you got to start writing it down, write down your thoughts. And then gradually work yourself to where you can start looking into the actual mirror itself. What is that actual mirror? Stay tuned for the next episode and we'll get into it.
Hmm. So you want to bring it back to old Mike? Well, since we're talking about man in the mirror, you know, the looking in the mirror, I just ended like this. When it comes to being able to look in the mirror, I like the two words that my co-host brought up, knowing and acceptance. And although I know we are born in this matrix as humans to have relationships with people, I mean, you know, if a baby comes in the world and is not touched in love, that baby will die. So we do need people. But I think we get tricked to needing people more than ourselves. And we got to realize, yes, this journey is a journey that we take with other people. We always got to remember it's a solo journey. You got to be able to, it's your soul's trip. Your soul's on this trip. And you can't even look your soul in the eye to eye. Your soul, this is this trip. So with that being said, you know, you and your soul need to have a conversation.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.